Well, the nation's preeminent science and research body, CSIRO, denies reports that a quarter of its workers face losing their jobs because of the government's employment freeze. CSIRO says hundreds of jobs are likely to go at the end of the financial year. And on top of that, casual workers face the end of their employment. The science organisation insists its core work and most important research won't be compromised by the jobs freeze. But as Louise Yaxley reports, it's put the spotlight on the government's approach to science and the decision not to have a specific minister responsible for the portfolio.
It's unclear how many workers are in danger of losing their employment at the CSIRO. The organisation's Deputy Chief Executive, Craig Roy, says 300 staff have contracts up for renewal at the end of the financial year, and some of those people won't keep their jobs beyond June.
We have people who are on term contracts. Around 300 of those would come up for normal review at the end of the fiscal year. Some of those will go on, others won't go on. The other, I think, important step we've taken here is that every role that does come up, we will have new roles come up from time to time as we do new pieces of work with industry or community. We will look very closely internally before we go to the external market to understand, is there anyone internal who can potentially be redeployed into a different role to do that particular piece of work.
Casuals are definitely in the firing line.
We will be looking at all the casual positions as well across the organisation. It's important to note, though, Louise, in terms of that, you know, we've got a workforce in terms of number of staff of just over 6,000. It's about 6,300 staff across the organisation. Our casuals and other auxiliaries that work for us are on top of those numbers.
Mr Roy won't give an overall figure for the number of people who could lose their jobs because of the hiring freeze.
So I don't think it's appropriate, before we've reviewed each one of those contracts, to start trying to hypothesise what the number will be. What's important for us as an organisation is we continue to focus on the things that matter for this country in terms of the science we deliver and the impact for the nation that comes from that science.
The Assistant Treasurer, Arthur Sinodinos, has told Sky News he's been told it's up to 600 people.
I don't believe it's a quarter, it's less than that. The advice I've received has been that we're talking about 500 or 600 non-ongoing positions. The numbers could be a bit fluid because we're talking about non-permanent positions. But again, this is a situation where the CSIRO will be speaking to people in the organisation about how any reductions are achieved and will ensure that it's not compromising its core responsibilities and flagship programs.
Greens MP Adam Bandt says because the CSIRO has a higher proportion of its staff on limited term contracts, it's hit harder than many of the government departments that are facing the same hiring freeze.
And that's why there are so many people who are worried about their future as they're working for CSIRO at the moment, because they don't know whether they'll have a job when their contract runs out.
Mr Roy says the science and research organisation's most important work won't be affected by this freeze.
Where we've got a commitment to a stakeholder to deliver some science in partnership with them, be that industry, be it community, be it one of the government departments, we will deliver on that commitment. We will find a way to do it, whether it's either redeploying people internally or whether it's hiring new people externally.
The Greens' Adam Bandt says the government's failure to appoint a specific science minister is a weakness.
There is no one in the federal government or in the cabinet whose job it is to go into bat for science. And that is a really worrying development, because we know that the Prime Minister doesn't place much stock in science, and especially climate science. There needs to be a champion for science within the government.
But the CSIRO's Craig Roy says the organisation is not affected by the ministerial arrangements.
We continue to work well with the government, the current government. We work well with the previous government. We work well with the various government departments that are part of the system as well too. So no, it's not something that we spend time focusing on. We spend time focusing on how we can change this nation through the sorts of things that we do. So our view is we have a science minister. Minister McFarlane is our minister. And again, we continue to work, you know, productively with the government.
That's the Deputy Chief Executive of CSIRO, Craig Roy, ending Louise Yaxley's report.